Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from 1 Kings. Then the Lord said to Elijah, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also, you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehola, as prophet in your place." So he set out from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing. There were 12 yoke of oxen ahead of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle over him. He left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." Then Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" He returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen, and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen, he boiled their flesh and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out and followed Elijah and became his servant. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 16 responsively. Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, "You are my Lord, my good above all other."
All my delight is in the godly who are in the land, upon those who are noble among the people.
But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied.
I will not pour out drink offerings to such gods, never take their names upon my lips.
O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot.
My boundaries enclose the pleasant land. Indeed, I have a rich inheritance.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night.
I accept the Lord always before me. Because God is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope.
For you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the pit.
You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is the fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Our second reading is from the fifth chapter of Galatians. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds have the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me," but he said, "Lord, let me first bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Throughout my ministry, my father and I have developed a little bit of a litany. It has been amplified a bit these past couple of years because, well, pandemic. Most of you know that my father is a retired Lutheran pastor. And so as I've sought to navigate pandemic and all the other things that have been challenges in this time, I often talk through with him what I see. Invariably, there is a moment where he looks at me with a bit of a smile and says, "You know, I've had my time in the pulpit. Today's a good day to be retired." This week has provided abundant opportunity for the litany to play out. This has been a week of substantial feelings for many people. Those feelings are all over the place. What I want everyone to hear is that I remain ever willing and committed to be present and sit and listen with those who need to talk. My call is to be present in the name of Jesus. Today is a day when the gospel reading reminds all who hear that following Jesus requires resolve. The author of Luke tells us that Jesus has set his face for Jerusalem. What will follow over the next 20 and more weeks is a continuing walk through the gospel as Jesus moves toward Jerusalem, toward that place where his ministry comes to its culmination. For indeed, Jerusalem is that place where Jesus' fulfillment of mission. Remember also that in Luke, Jesus gives his hometown inaugural address, reading from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. His ministry is focused on life and freedom and restoration. And now Jesus is traveling toward Jerusalem to bring this ministry to its realization. He sends his disciples as messengers, literally in Greek, angelos, angels, ones who are messengers of God, and they go into this Samaritan village. Now, in the first century and in the near Middle East, one would expect that hospitality would be offered to anyone who came to a community into the town. And yet this community rejects Jesus. Luke suggests that this is because Jesus is not focusing on them, but has his face turned toward Jerusalem. James and John, ever the wonderful disciples that they are, remember that they were witnessed just recently the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountaintop. That James and John offer to call down fire on those Samaritans. The Message Bible paraphrases their offer as, "Master, do you want us to call down a bolt of lightning down out of the sky and incinerate them?" As one colleague notes, in these times when the feelings are so big, when there is so much division, so much alienation, so much polarization, who does not have people that they want to call a bolt of lightning down onto? But she's a lot more blunt than I am. The truth is that these are challenging times, and following Jesus is to face the rebuke of Jesus in those moments when the feelings threaten to take people to responses that are contrary to the gospel witness. Similar to last week, in the face of rejection, Jesus just moves on. While they are on the road, three individuals commit to follow Jesus. However, each one hears, well, first they have a good reason for why they need to defer their following. And the reasons, responses from Jesus are quite challenging. He calls followers to be resolute in their commitment to the work of making God's reign manifest in this time and in this place. Jesus calls his followers to be focused not on death, but on life. Focused not on what is past, but on what is ahead. In this, he also reminds his disciples to take care not to become content with the good. Brian Stoffergen puts it this way: frankly, I think that the greatest threat to the gospel is the good, not the evil. When we recognize the evil in our lives, we usually want to get rid of it. However, when we become content with the good in our lives, the good in our congregations, we may fail to follow Jesus and seek what is the best. Today, let us seek what is best, welcoming and following Jesus. Yes, this discipleship is challenging. It is uncomfortable. There can be rejection. Expected hospitality may not materialize.
Yet the pain, the sorrow, the anxiety, the loss that so many feel, even as others celebrate, call this church to the best way of Jesus, accompanying one another today, yesterday, and into the future.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.